CAM FM 97.2.
May bumps.
W3.
And they're off now. Boo's trying to race highly. Corpus got off to a fairly poor start, just missing plenty of water in the 60. And Chrysler off to a bit of a flyer, so they've probably pulled back about a metre on Corpus. Very good start from Lady Margaret, as I called earlier. So they've closed to within about a length now, so they've picked up half a length on Christ. It looks like they may even catch them there. Now only three quarters of a length shy of Christ. Chasing Lady Margaret is Murray Edwards, who have put in a good start, but just not as good as the quality that Lady Margaret's been able to deliver. Lady Margaret are now half a length away from Christ, as we see Keys come flying past. Murray Edwards in a hurry. Following Keys, we have Trinity Hall. They're about three lengths down. Keys gaining to about a length and a half behind Murray Edwards. And following Murray Edwards, we have Trinity Hall, first and third, who are rowing quite busy as well. Keys, as they round the first post, are about one and a half lengths down. Yeah.
This is Daisy at Daisy's at first post corner, and I have just seen Lady Margaret W2 bump Price W2. The cross completed just round first post corner, and you can hear the commotion as Murray Edwards W2 rode past me. I've heard the coach shouting for the overbump. They're followed by TW2, about a length and a half away from them, but it looks like they might be closing that distance as they come round first post corner. And now I can see Trinity Hall W2. Shem, any other news?
So I'm just seeing St. Edmund and St. Catherine hustling it out. There's about one length in it. St. Edmund's closing very rapidly on St. Cat. They're already on two whistles, going for a final push. The clock's calling a push for eight, and they're starting to squeeze in on St. Catherine. Now, just a canvas in it. They've pulled out to the left of St. Catherine's, and are just trying to get their bow oar up around the cocks and near the stroke. I would say they will catch them just around first post. And here we have Girton being tracked by Anglia Roskin, who is sandwiched between Pembroke and Girton. So Anglia Roskin are looking as though they will either bump Girton or be bumped by Pembroke. So it's very exciting here, very close. A lot of folks in a very short distance.
So this is Daisy, and I could see Emma gaining really, really closely on first and third W2. They definitely had overlap as they went round first corner, so we might see more grassy. I've now got Selwyn W2 being chased by Jesus W3, and they're almost within a half length, actually, of them, so there could be a bump round grassy. Juan, can you see anything at grassy?
Yes, thanks, Daisy. I'm just seeing first and third from past now, just around the corner. I'm not quite sure what happened to Emma there. She's just kind of gone into the so their challenge on first and third is most definitely over. After them, we've got Newton W3 kind of powering through with quite a lot of space around them. In fact, there was actually a bump between first and third and Emma, given that they're both boats.
You can head to me if you want.
So I'll go back to Shem for that.
Yeah, so just before they got onto the first post, we had Anglia Roskin be caught by Pembroke W3. That was an exciting finish there because Anglia Roskin were right on the tail of Girton and looked like they were imminently about to bump. But Pembroke just caught Anglia Roskin in a real sandwich there. So Anglia Roskin will be disappointed that they couldn't quite put in the final push to catch Girton. And down the tail end of the sandwich post, today, Claire Hall caught fit very early on. So they just pick up sets on the bottom of the division. Back to you. Yeah, sorry, back to you, Mark.
This is Daisy at first post corner. I've got the St. Edmunds W1 boat in front of me. Give me some of your first reactions from the race. Can I have a cheer from St. Edmunds W1? Well, congratulations for bumping St. Cat. Well done. Thank you. Juan? Juan, can you see anything in grassy corner? The final boat come round.
Yes, thanks. I'm still here at grassy corner. Yeah, there's not too much action around here at all. One thing I did see before was the stroke of a deuce catching quite a nasty crab. Almost a jet. Pretty much.
To Drew!
Selwyn. And with that, we're going to go to Drew, who's seen something.
Okay, we are seeing two boats very close to each other. I think we are Selwyn and Jesus, literally within 3 feet, 2 feet of each other, coming close, very close. I think that's them. Yeah. That looks... Oh, no. Okay, they're just about to go out of sight now, and I would be very surprised. Yeah, that looks like a bump to me. That's going to be a bump. Yeah, the cost is conceded. That's a bump.
Yeah, so back to right. Drew, what were those two boats again?
They were Selwyn and Jesus, I believe.
Selwyn?
No, wait.
Right, okay.
I think so. I just need to check that.
Well, in that case, then Jesus recovered very well from that earlier crowd, so good on them. And just as I'm standing here, just seeing the not victorious Christ boat rowing back, who was earlier bumped by Lady Margaret. And with that, there's not a lot else.